One of the consequences of the rising tide of evil in this world is that the truth is being eroded just as the waves of the ocean carve into and undermine the cliffs along the shoreline, causing them eventually to crumble. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. So what do we do as society forsakes the truths upon which our freedoms and decency were built? What's our response to a world that seems intent on snatching defeat from the jaws of victory and regressing into a state of evil and oppression that we thought we'd left behind? Society's idea of morality seems to be plumbing new depths. Corruption, it seems, knows no bounds. Powerful commercial interests drive legislators to enact laws that are anything but good for the people whom they allegedly serve. And before you accuse me of being a pessimist, look around, see what's happening. How should we, how can we respond to that? Writes the wise old Apostle Paul to his young ministry protege Timothy, I hope, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, I hope to come to see you soon. But I'm writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Paul's speaking here about the church, the body of believers, and telling us that there are two responses. First, get your own house in order. There's no room for scandal, abuse, immorality within the church. None. Church, clean up your house because you belong to God. And from that place, become the pillar and the buttress of the truth. A pillar holds up a structure and a buttress strengthens, bolsters, reinforces it. In other words, church, speak out the truth without fear or favor, without regard for its consequences. That's our job, and that's God's word fresh for you today. I don't know about you, but I need to be encouraged, humbled, emboldened day after day through the word of God. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.